Hi there. Thank you for
Hello.
calling.
Hey.
Yes.
My name is Ari, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Shovani, and her phone number is, just give me a second. Her phone number is 323-400-9993.
9993. Okay, I'm ready. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm just gonna connect you with her.
Sure. Hello?
Yes,
Hi, it's Emmanuel here with the Hair Relaxer Help Team on a recorded line. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that
yes,
correct?
correct.
Okay. I'm here to help out as best as I can. Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then now, was it you or a loved one that used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
It was me.
Okay. And which of the following were you diagnosed with? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank
And
you.
what state are you in?
I'm in the state of California.
Oh, cool. We are as well. We're in Orange County. Where are you?
Los Angeles County.
Okay, you're right above us. Roughly around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed around June 16th, 2024.
24, okay. And then at what hospital or medical facility were you diagnosed at?
At Kaiser Permanente Los Angeles Medical Center.
The one on Sunset Boulevard?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then, what was your doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Her name was Dr. Deborah Arden.
Deborah Arden. Okay, perfect. I see her here. Let me
Okay.
plug that in. And then, are you a U.S. resident?
Yes, I am.
And was anybody else, friends or family, exposed to the product and got sick like you as well, or no?
No.
And then you use this in the state of California. So give me one second. It's going to have you put California in a couple of different spots real quick here.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And you said ovarian cancer, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Did I use a hair relaxer? Can you
More
repeat
than
that?
four
I'm
times.
sorry.
Yes, so you would have used the product more than 4 times in a single
Yes,
year
I
before
used
the.
it 7 times a year.
Okay, 7 times a year. Perfect. Thank you. Let
You're
me
welcome.
click this here. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
Okay, and then roughly around what year did you start using the product?
I started using the product in December of like 2017.
2017 until around June of this year, I take it.
Correct.
Okay. So around 7 years you use the product, right?
That is correct.
Now, were you mostly using it at home or at a salon?
At home.
And primarily, which brand did you use?
I was using like the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
And then just to confirm here, you were diagnosed with cancer after using the product for at least 2 years? For a full
year?
That
is correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then let me go to this next section here. Which treatments have you been given?
Are you talking about the test that I took?
Well, no. So what? How have they been treating your cancer? Chemotherapy. Oh,
okay. So they gave me partial hysterectomy, and they had removed my right ovary.
And when was that surgery performed or procedure performed?
That was on June 26, 2024.
Okay, perfect. And was it done by the same doctor or a different doctor?
The same doctor.
Okay. Let me plug that back in here. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And then let me make sure that I have the spelling of your name here. S-H-A-V-O-N-N-E, and then last name T-A-V-I-S. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then what would be the best email address for you?
It will be SiobhanD at ymail.com.
At ymail.com?
That's correct.
Okay, so last name, first name, last initial at ymail.com.
That is correct.
And then your cell phone is the 323-400-9993.
Correct.
And what is the current mailing address?
It is 11998 Missouri Avenue, apartment 401, Los Angeles, California, 90025.
Okay. And you said apartment 401.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I have that there. And we're just about done here. Just a couple more sections here. This next one asks if you would like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No.
No? Okay. And then next portion here, last portion is for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
March 19th, 1994.
So 3/19/94, right?
Correct.
Thank you. And then the social?
You're welcome. It's 609-72-9470.
Okay. And then give me 1 second. I'm getting a call and it's ringing in my ear, so I just want to make sure.
Okay.
I don't. But we're just about done.
No problem.
That.
Okay.
Okay, that passed. And so you said your social was 609-72-9470, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send an automated text message through DocuSign.
Okay.
You'll see it come here shortly. It's going to come through a text and an email. You can open up either one.
Okay.
And then I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, you can just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best on guiding you where to tap
okay.
next.
Okay, let's see. Okay, right here. I see a lot of different things, so let me see how about Okay. I'm gonna just click on everywhere where it says sign.
Right.
Our initials. Okay. All right. Initials. Okay, I believe I did everything.
Let me refresh this to make sure it doesn't show completed on my end. Did it let you hit a yellow finish button?
Yeah, I just hit it right now.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yep, you're all set. So in about a week or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, and then just double check the work that I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even though it'll be a short call, it'll be an important call because that way it gets you in their system fully. But other than that, you're all set for now, and I hope you have a restful weekend. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.